What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. So, getting back to the medical industrial complex, statins cause diabetes.
Yes.
High blood pressure medication causes cancer.
Yep.
Any needle that is put into a human has risks, no matter
yes.
what's inside of it.
Yes.
Because they can, instead of putting it into the muscle, they could put it into a vein. It has happened, and vice
yes.
versa. Vaccinations, we can't even go there. Did you hear about that Freedom of Information Act that just came out with the gastrointestinal problems and, you know, respiratory problems, rashes?
Yes.
You know, we can't make this stuff up, Mike. We are.
We're not making it up here. And,
no,
you know,
no.
I posted
you're in a world
that flash,
of hurt.
I posted that flashback story where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. won that lawsuit, that Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that confirmed the government agency that's supposed to be testing vaccines for safety hasn't been doing it for decades. They just put the stuff on out there. And you're right about the mishandling of the needles. I used to donate blood on a regular basis because I've got a rare blood type. And the last time I did it, you know, this operator just, you know, stuck me in the arm and, you know, oop, that missed that. Oop, and that missed. Boy, you got a slippery vein there. And I finally said, whoa, whoa, Captain Ahab, we're done here. And my entire arm had lividity for like a month after that. So you got to be really, really careful about all of this stuff. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call. Thank you very much. We're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines because I'm way behind on my talking points. So, Al in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't really know what's going on with your wife's back or anything. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you I have one cervical disc that is disintegrating, and I have two of the lower discs in my back that are crushed. And I got one of them inverted machines, you know,
yes.
not really a machine, it's a bench where you hang upside down.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
I'm
those.
I'm telling you, that's a lifesaver. I'm telling you, it's well worth every bit of the money.
I actually got one from my first wife, and then she insisted her doctor said she shouldn't use it. I used it for a while, and I loved it, but then I took it back and I traded it on a set of weights. And that was it. I talked about having that with Claire, and we talked about it with her doctor and her physical therapist, and they said not really a good idea given her specific condition and the fact that, you know, she is, in fact, going to be 70 years old next month. Oop, I gave away classified information. So,
uh-oh.
I'm sorry, what?
All right. Well, I just thought I'd mention it anyway.
Okay,
it
I'm in big trouble. I'm going to have to sleep in the car for the rest of the week. And so,
right.
You know, as you get older, there's an issue with the connective tissue that weakens, and the discs weaken. Now, and so the concern is that if she were to be inverted, it could put some unhealthy stress on her joints. Plus, Claire just gets really freaked out about anything that puts her in a head down position for whatever
reason.
Well,
you know, the way my bench is, you can do slightly angles, and you
yes,
don't have to go all the way
all
down.
They all work that way.
You barely do it. And it
you know, they all work that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I loved it when I had
yeah.
one. I thought it was great. I loved
oh,
it when I had one. But we don't
yes,
do anything
absolutely.
With Claire without checking with the doctors and then doing a ton of our own research online. You know, we'll basically duck all of this information
well,
to double check it.
We use duck instead of Google.
I
can tell you about the doctors that I had. And when I I was diagnosed with cancer for 30-some years now, and they wanted me to do the chemo and all the other stuff, radiation and so forth, and I absolutely would not do none of it, and here I am still.
So, well, I'm glad you're still here.
I don't put too much faith in the doctors.
Well, cancer is big business. The big secret of the cancer industry is that 25% of all cancers spontaneously remit. And, you know, they don't want you to know that. Their attitude is, we don't know which 25 are going to go away by themselves, so we treat them all. When I had my pneumonia some years back, they initially misdiagnosed me and told me I had lung cancer. And so I had this very scary moment where I was dealing with the fact that I thought I had cancer. And I decided, same as you, I'm not going to do the chemo. I'm not going to do the radiation. I'm going to, you know, roll the dice and try some natural alternatives, because I had seen what chemo and radiation had done to my mother, who died of cancer, or may have died from the cancer treatment. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. My mother went through it, my father, and I said, no, never. There's no way. Because it seems like to me that they went downhill real quick right after that.
Well, the fact of the matter is both chemotherapy and radiation are themselves carcinogenic. And the general idea is, you know, you can die next year of cancer, or we can give you all this radiation and chemo, charge you, you know, zigablooms of money. And six years down the road, you'll get an even more aggressive cancer. It's a business, okay? It is absolutely a business,
right.
And they want us to be ill. They want us to be chronically ill, because otherwise their profits go down. Anyway, Al, we're going to let
absolutely.
You go. Thank you very much for the phone call.
You got it spot on the head. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck with your health here. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show, because I got a bunch of stuff to get through. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, so we started out talking about this Richard E. Lugar Center in Tbilisi, and it's actually a biological weapons lab. This is a story coming out of Journal Neo. And the U.S. Department of Defense basically took over this facility along a string of others in the former Soviet Union. And the official cover story is the center does scientific research into animal and human diseases, you know, to develop cures. But the real goal appears to be weapons development, and the center is being accused of testing their weapons on the local animal and human populations without anything such as informed consent. All of this, of course, is illegal under international law and under treaties that have already been signed by the United States of America. The United States of America has signed treaties banning the development of offensive biological weapons research. But our country doesn't keep with treaty agreements anymore. And one of the requirements of the treaty signed by the United States was the destruction of existing stockpiles, which has not happened. Okay, let's talk about our domestic politics here. There's a lot going on. The other day I mentioned this comment from Tucker Carlson about maybe Trump just doesn't want to win re-election because he just seems to be abandoning his base. But Brad Parscale, whose manager of the Trump 2020 campaign, was interviewed on Fox News and said he's building one of the largest political campaign operations in history. Well, Brad may be doing that, but whether Trump is interested or not, I'm not sure. But Brad is out there talking, you know, a good talk, because that's his job. And Laura Ingraham said, is he really interested? You know, because a lot of people are saying he doesn't really want to run again. And Brad Parscale said, well, you know, yeah, he wants to run again. Well, maybe. It's tough to see what Trump's reelection strategy is going to be. Brad's got his work cut out for him. I don't envy him the job, because A, we know no liberal is going to vote for Donald Trump. Period. End of discussion. And right now, because of those open borders, more and more Democratic voters are being flooded into the country right now. Trump won in 2016 because of his GOP base, and he's abandoned them. He has not kept the promises he made to his base in 2016 that got him elected. He's kept every promise he's made to the Jewish community. He's kept all his promises to Israel. But he dropped the ball on vaccine safety. He dropped the ball on election integrity. He still hasn't closed that border, and it looks like he's backing off on that one. We're still mired in all these wars all over the world, and he's getting ready to start a new one in Venezuela. He's turned his back on the independent media that fought tooth and nail against Hillary Clinton's propaganda machine to keep a balanced picture of the campaign before the American people. So, Brad, I hope you're right, but I tend to think Tucker Carlson has the inside track on what's going on. Now, Alec Baldwin is still out there saying, well, you know, I've played the president on TV. I'm sure I could do it for real. And he's out there trying to sort of get the feel of his public support for taking a run at the White House in 2020 and says, you know, beating Trump would be easy, would be so easy. Well, Alec, Hillary was saying the same thing through most of 2016, just as a little bit of a reminder. Now, Baldwin is saying he's not going to ask for any money, which says he's going to self-finance his campaign. I know you've got a lot of money, Alec. You don't have that much. Now, not too long ago, Kirstjen Nielsen announced her resignation from the Department of Homeland Security, and just now the acting deputy secretary, Claire Grady, has done the same. And everybody's saying, what the heck was going on over there? Is there something wrong with Department of Homeland Security? Well, not really. President Trump wants Kevin McAleenan as acting secretary of Department of Homeland Security. But legally, Nielsen's responsibilities would have transferred to Grady. Trump would have had nothing to say about it. So Grady has been somehow persuaded or induced or bribed to step down, and now President Trump can put Kevin into that position. That's how these political things get done. As you know, Attorney General Barr has been testifying before Congress, and some things are coming on out. One of the first is that while the Mueller report exonerates Trump from any kind of collusion, it's still pushing the Russia interfered with our 2016 election narrative. It's still out there pushing that one. Now, during his testimony, Barr came on out and said, I think spying did occur on the Trump campaign by the Obama administration, and it's a big deal, which prompted an immediate and angry response from Chuck Schumer saying that Barr must retract those comments or prove them immediately. And that's kind of interesting, because when all those other people were perpetuating the conspiracy theory of Trump-Russia collusion, Schumer had nothing to say about it. But today he's out there saying perpetuating conspiracy theories is beneath the office of the Attorney General. Harumph, harumph, harumph. I think Schumer doth protest too much, and he's afraid there may be some proof out there of spying. Now, Attorney General Barr says he's forming a team to probe the FBI's Trump-Russia collusion probe for bias. Why does he need to do that? You've got those text messages from Lisa Page and Peter Strzok revealing bias, heavy bias, just intense bias. So I'm not so sure about Barr. But one thing that did come on out is that they have released a transcript of the discussions of top officials talking about sending in somebody to wear a wire on Donald Trump and try and get something that they could use to invoke the 25th Amendment. So this was apparently Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, that was his idea to record the president and try and find some evidence to push the president out. This is a coup d'etat. And the report also claimed that Rosenstein tried to recruit enough cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment. Apparently, that's where the plan fell down. They weren't able to get enough. That's a coup d'etat. And what I don't understand is why Donald Trump isn't responding to this a little more forcefully. I mean, I realize this isn't Game of Thrones, but when you go after a king and fail, usually the king comes back at you. I think Tucker Carlson's right. I think Trump won the presidency. His ego is satisfied. Now he's just coasting. He's letting Pompeo and Bolton run the foreign policy to the detriment of the world and our nation. And he's just going to hit the golf courses and do the rallies and smile for the cameras, and he's going to coast through. And he's basically going to lose 2020. He's basically going to throw it to whoever the Democratic nominee is. And sadly, it may be Hillary Clinton. We know that George Herbert Walker Bush deliberately threw his reelection because the investigation into Iran-Contra was getting just a little too close to him. And people at the time were saying, what's wrong with George Herbert Walker Bush? His reelection campaign is lackadaisical. He's not even really trying. And on the eve of the election, it was like he already knew he'd lost. It's not the first time somebody tries to throw the presidency in a friendly direction. That's why Nixon got rid of Spiro T. Agnew and got Gerald Ford in there before he stepped down, because Gerald Ford had been on the Warren Commission. Gerald Ford knew what the real secret was behind all of that Watergate stuff. And he would keep the secrets. Ford came on in, declared our long national nightmare is over, pardoned everybody, thereby ending any investigations, any further investigations, and that was the end of it. Over in the Manafort case, there's this GOP lobbyist, Sam Patton, who straw-purchased inauguration tickets for a Ukraine oligarch. He apparently lied to the Senate Intelligence Committee about it, was subpoenaed for all of his emails and said, oh, we had a computer problem, and all 200,000 of his Gmail emails disappeared from the archive. Boy, we make such poor quality computer systems here in the United States. Back during ChinaGate, oh, the White House email system failed. No backups available. Okay. 100 days into her second speakership, Nancy Pelosi appears to be losing control of the House floor. They are debating the next attempt at passing a permanent budget deal. And there we are. It's kind of falling apart already. And the usual issue is the progressives want more non-military spending. The hardline Democrats are saying, no, no, we have to keep the wars going. And it's kind of breaking apart. So Pelosi literally had to pull this off the floor for more debate and more negotiation. She was trying to get it on through. And we are coming up on yet another budget deadline. Could we see another government shutdown? Maybe. Could it be permanent? I think it's a good idea. Now, do you remember after Trump won in 2016 how all of these celebrities and stars just went totally ballistic and crying and screaming? And now, of course, all these years later, they're trying to sort of recover from that because it left an indelible mark on their brand. So comedian Chelsea Handler was on yesterday's episode of ABC's The View and claimed that it was her white privilege that caused her to act like a spoiled brat. Because growing up with being white and being privileged, you know, she didn't know defeat, she didn't know disappointment, and that's why she overreacted to Trump's victory. So there it is, folks. All those snowflakes were suffering from white privilege. We got to take a break from for commercials. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the phone lines are closed, so go ahead and put that handset back in the cradle here, or the cell phone back in the pouch. Up in New Hampshire, Project Veritas actually got this gentleman, New Hampshireman living in Atkinson, on video admitting that he voted twice in the 2018 midterms, once in the state of New Hampshire and once down in Florida. And then Project Veritas took the video to the Attorney General's office in New Hampshire to show them there's a problem with voter fraud. And the Attorney General of New Hampshire immediately issued a grand jury subpoena, not for the man who voted twice, but for Project Veritas itself. In other words, the New Hampshire Attorney General, they're not going to investigate the vote fraud. They're going to investigate Project Veritas. And this is a continuation of this growing trend of refusing to investigate corruption and crime and instead go after journalists trying to get the news out there, whether it's Project Veritas or Wolfgang Halbig or InfoWars or Julian Assange. All right, let's talk about the economic news here for a little bit. The Italian government is pushing ahead with new laws challenging the central bank's control of the country's reserves. Rome is calling for public ownership of the nation's gold. Their attitude is, it's the people's gold. It belongs to them, and it shouldn't be under the control of a private central bank. Of course, the private central bankers have a different idea. It's all ours. The gold is ours. You will have to make do with these pieces of paper with colored ink, which we have gone to such trouble to make for you, to pretend is money. But there's going to be a bit of a fight there. But the ruling coalition of the anti-establishment five-star movement and the League parties proposed two bills that have evoked nationwide controversy over the country's long-standing financial and monetary system. One draft law obliges the central bank's owners to sell their shares to the Italian Treasury at prices from the 1930s, which is apparently when they acquired it all, while the second law is set to declare Italian nationals to be the owners of the Bank of Italy's reserves. So we're starting to see a pushback all over the world about private central banking. And I did go back into my own archives and post a bunch of stories that I had written about private central banking and what a trap it is and how abusive it is. So you might want to look at those. Getting on back to this caller that we had on the line talking about all these illegals who are flooding across the border and what are we going to do with them. Right now, apparently, and you're not going to hear this on the corporate media, the number of job openings in the United States dropped by more than 500,000 in just 1 month. So by all means, let's just bring in more of these illegal immigrants and give them work permits and just send them on out into the hinterland. Sometimes I think those people in Washington, D.C. are on drugs. Actually, they are. Did you know there's actually a pharmacy inside the Capitol building? And one of the pharmacists who used to work there came on out and he said, it was very scary. These are the people making the laws for the country, and they are on some serious medication and suffering some serious mental issues. Okay. Over in Atlantic City, apparently the casino profits are collapsing. That's always a bad sign when the gambling casinos can't get by. I remember the last time the economy turned down here in Hawaii. It was just, I noticed there used to be down on Kamehameha, there were like four or five of these gentlemen's clubs with these scantily clad dancers. Not that I go into such things. I'm a happily married man. But I noticed they just kept going out of business and closing and closing and closing. One of them is now a car accessories place where I bought a backup camera for our car. Boeing shareholders are now suing Boeing's management over the Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX crashes. Apparently, market value has tumbled by $34 billion with a B within 2 weeks of the second fatal incident in 5 months. So it's a class action lawsuits filed in Chicago, and it's basically seeking damages for alleged securities fraud violations. Now, that may be a little tough to prove that there is a security fraud. It is unfortunately just the fact that airlines have stopped buying the 737 MAX, and it's probably going to impact sales of the 777X, and understandably, investors are going to say, well, Boeing's not a good investment right now. I know, I'll go buy some Lockheed Martin. So the lawsuits are going to be flying, but apparently Chief Executive Dennis Muilenburg and Chief Financial Officer Gregory Smith have also been named as defendants. So that is going to get ugly. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to immigration and all of these immigrants pouring across the border. Apparently, according to the Border Patrol, criminal organizations are smuggling migrants into the United States despite risks to their lives, because apparently a migrant detained by U.S. authorities near a border crossing with Mexico is suffering from a flesh-eating bacterial infection. These are very nasty. Now, if you really think about it, all infections eat your flesh to a degree. This one, it's just voracious. It dissolves your tissues. And that's another aspect of this, that this is not just an economic problem. It's not just an immigration problem. It's not just a vote fraud problem. It's a health crisis. It's a health crisis, and something needs to be done. So up steps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's saying, well, you know, the reason for the migrant surge, it's human-caused global warming, because their countries in Central and South America are just so hot now that they're just fleeing north just to stay alive. And we have to let them into the United States of America just so that they don't broil. you know, forget about democratic policies. It's global warming. This is as ignorant as it gets. And George Soros, I think you've just wasted a lot of money promoting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because every time she opens her mouth, she sticks both feet in. Another article here, this is from Before It's News, and it's talking about the same thing that our caller was saying. This is an invasion. If you look at the makeup of these migrant hordes, they'll put some children and women up front, but the vast majority of these caravans are bringing in military and gang-age males between 16 to 35 years old. They're in fighting shape. Okay, now finally, a little bit of good news here. The White House is planning on targeting the tens of billions of dollars in so-called remittance payments sent by illegal immigrants back to their home countries. See, what's going on is very simple. These migrants will show up and say, I am claiming asylum. I am afraid for my life in my home country. If you don't let me in, I will be tortured to death back home because I have several overdue library books. So they're allowed on in. They're given a work permit. They start working. And anything they don't need to live on is immediately sent back out of the United States down to their country of origin, to whatever family they left behind. And I understand from their point of view, they're trying to just get some more money for their families, but they're bleeding it out of the United States of America. And this is something that needs to stop. And so the White House is saying, yeah, they're going to stop it. If you want to come into the country and claim asylum and you want a work permit, that's fine. But any money that you earn has to be put back into the American economy. Now, I got an email from somebody out there saying, well, sooner or later, those dollars going to Nicaragua and so forth, they'll come back to the United States. Not necessarily. You'd be amazed how much U.S. currency is circulating around the world that never touches the U.S. You know, after decades of the dollar being the global currency, it truly has become a global currency. And there's a huge amount of commerce that's carried on around the world with these dollars. So as a matter of fact, billions of dollars being sent by these illegal immigrants with work permits down to Central America, we may never see them again. At a time when our economy is struggling, we're going into a recession. The war spending is going up. This nation is on a course headed for disaster. Absolutely headed for disaster. Okay, over in Europe, the EU Parliament President Tajani is speaking out on Brexit, saying that yes, they might be open to another extension for the Brexit deal, as long as Theresa May comes up with a clear plan. And it shows how prescient it was for the British government to be setting up to actually go through May's EU elections. That may be something they wish did not happen, because right now, Nigel Farage's Brexit party is outpolling UKIP by 3-1. So Nigel Farage may have himself a landslide victory there. Apparently, the Brexit, the senior Tory backbenchers had a meeting and are demanding that Theresa May set a deadline by which she will step down. WikiLeaks is accusing the Ecuadorian embassy of extensive spying operation against Assange. And, of course, Ecuador is really not happy about that. And we're seeing all of these stories. It started last Friday, where WikiLeaks claimed that Ecuador is about to expel Assange, was going to happen within hours, if not days. And Ecuador denied it. And then WikiLeaks came out again, I think it was yesterday, saying, yes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm almost getting a sense of a palace coup within WikiLeaks because, you know, Julian Assange has been locked up in that embassy. He's getting all the press. He's the star of WikiLeaks. And all the people over at WikiLeaks who are actually doing the work, you know, they're probably feeling like they're tired of being in his shadow and that maybe it is time for him to be stepping down. They're trying to force the issue. But the Ecuadorian foreign minister is saying that staying there in the embassy forever is really not an option. They just don't know what to do about it. But it is an awkward situation. If Ecuador evicts Julian Assange, who is an Ecuadorian citizen, he was made an Ecuadorian citizen, it will be a global scandal. It will make Ecuador look bad. What I don't understand is why Australia, which is Julian Assange's home, has not stepped on in to say, look, this is at least originally our citizen. We want him back. But apparently the arrangement is at some point, Assange is going to be kicked out of the embassy. The British police are going to be waiting there to arrest him and extradite him to the United States of America, where he's going to be put on trial, supposedly for espionage. And boy, if I were a lawyer, I would volunteer for that legal team because I've got the perfect defense. And it's Richard Nixon versus the New York Times and the Washington Post. Because Julian Assange did not solicit classified information. It was leaked to him, and he, as a news distributor, journalist, whatever you want to call it, publisher, published. Which is exactly what the Washington Post and the New York Times did during the Pentagon Papers. And the United States Supreme Court ruled that it was perfectly legitimate for them to release to the American people information the American people needed to know. The American people needed to know the government had been lying about Vietnam. The American people needed to know that the government was lying about what was going on in Iraq. The legal precedent has been set. Okay. Apparently, the identity politics people, now they're after Robert E. Lee. He's been dead for 150 years, but by golly, it's time for us to just, you know, get Robert E. Lee. And what's going on, and this is part of that globalism, New World Order thing, is our history is being erased bit by bit. They're justifying it now on the basis of, well, these were Confederates and they were slaveholders, and they went after Thomas Jefferson because he's a slaveholder. But they'll get around to everybody sooner or later. They'll find a reason, you know, to get rid of Ben Franklin. Oh, he was a womanizer. When he was our ambassador over there in Great Britain, oh my goodness, he was just dallying around. What a sexist he was. We just have to erase him. Take him off the $100 bill. They'll go after George Washington. Oh, he had a distillery at Mount Vernon there. He was contributing to sin. That's what they want to do. They want to take the entire panorama of American history, and they want to take a sponge to it and just bit by bit just blank it out so that the next generation doesn't know who they are or who they came from or what their history really is. All they'll know is what the New World Order schools will say. You are part of the New World Order. You will love your one world government. You will love your one world private central bank. And by the way, we need half of you to walk into those disintegrators because there are too many of you right now. Don't forget to have your vaccines first. All right, now this one, I could kind of see their point of view. And there's a company, Waitrose, that getting ready for Easter had a package of candy Easter ducklings. And they are white, pink, and dark brown. And they have names underneath, crispy, fluffy, and ugly. And ugly is the dark one on the right, and it created a huge, huge outcry where Waitrose is now repackaging all of these eggs with a different name for the dark brown chocolate duck. Now, I can understand the upset in this hypersensitive age, but in their defense, if you remember the Hans Christian Andersen story, the ugly duckling, what color was the duck? It was black, until it revealed it wasn't a duck at all, but a swan. And I think whoever designed the package was probably thinking along that line, because especially if you're my age, we grew up with Hans Christian Andersen stories. I still love that movie that Danny Kaye did. It was one of his best, I thought. And okay. This is a little sick. In fact, it's a little bit gross. There's this activist, transgender activist, Erica Hart, and she tweeted a photo on Twitter supposedly showing the floor around a toilet in a stall in a men's room with a single drop of what she claims is blood, which she claims proves men can get periods. See, the transgender men can get periods. First of all, how do we know it's blood? Second, what are you doing in the men's room? And third, how do we know it isn't from a cut on the finger or a bloody nose? Because the single drop of blood is actually quite a distance away from the toilet. And again, how did you know it was in there so that you could go in and take the picture? Needless to say, she has been roasted on the internet. Amazing here. Tasmania has made it optional to list gender on birth certificates. And that's Australia's first state to make it legally optional to list the gender. And the bill also removes a condition that had required transgender people to have surgery before their gender was recognized. So now it's basically you can go on in on the birth certificate and say, I am whatever. There are 85 different genders out there now? As for myself, I'm a U.S. male. Okay. Here's another one where it's just this PC stuff is getting out of control. Over in New York City, there was this so-called healthy Chinese food restaurant called Lucky Lee's that basically, the marketing is saying the food is cooked in less oil, it avoids MSG, refined sugars, is gluten-free. I would eat there because I can't have MSG. It's basically a healthy Chinese restaurant. But oh boy, the cultural appropriation police stepped on in because the owner of the restaurant is a white woman. And she wanted to set this up because she likes Chinese food and she wanted a healthier version of it. And so the PC police are out there just screaming, she can't do this, it's cultural appropriation. Only Chinese people can have Chinese restaurants. And only Italian people can have Italian restaurants. That's utterly ridiculous. How can you have this cultural appropriation at the same time you're trying to push multiculturalism? Okay. I'm skipping on down because we're almost out of time, and I want to get into the fact that we have got a major storm that is over our Midwest, and it looks to be getting worse as it goes into the weekend. Winter Storm Wesley, the latest bomb cyclone, has led to blizzard warnings in the plains and upper Midwest, and what they call a bomb cyclone means that the barometric pressure drops a full 24 millibars in 24 hours if it's located south of 60 degrees north latitude, because it's supposed to be weak at this latitude. And right now there is snow and rain sweeping across north central Montana. This is, of course, the 10th of April, I might add. And I'm sure over there somebody is grabbing Punxsutawney Phil by the scruff of his neck and saying, look, you said this was going to be over by now. Punxsutawney Phil is saying, that's what Al Gore told me. So you've got this snow and rain and gloom of night, and now there's apparently an epic superstorm forming over the Great Plains, and they're expecting Texas and Oklahoma, Texas, to see a foot of snow this weekend. That is Texas, where our broadcast center is located. A foot of snow this weekend on the 10th of April. You think about that one. The next time one of these global warming people come on up and say, oh, we have to save the earth from human-caused global warming. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links
to
manuals.
It's time for the 2019 Austin Auto Show.
Manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today. And I just got a text message that in northern Colorado, they're under total whiteout conditions. So, yes, gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right, then all those illegal immigrants are heading for Colorado to bury themselves in that snow to save them from human-caused global warming. Interestingly enough, story that came out of Breitbart is saying that there's a new scientific study that nobody wants to talk about because it's showing that right now the current levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere match those seen 3 million years ago. 3 million years ago, today, exactly the same. And obviously 3 million years ago, we humans were not driving cars or eating the meat that requires cow flatulence. We weren't barbecuing or refusing to recycle. There was no industrial age, no coal mines. No humans, actually. That ought to make you think here. Now, there's a new book out here, and it's a very blatant attempt to basically discredit those who question human-caused global warming. And the book is called The Workshop in the World, What 10 Thinkers Can Teach Us About Science and Authority. And basically, it tries to equate the flat earthers and the climate change questioners. And when this whole flat earth thing got going, I said, look, this is being put out there as a propaganda tool to kookify the internet. And sure enough, anytime anybody's going to have a question about what's going on, they're going to say, oh, you're like those flat earthers here. You don't think, you know, forget about all the snow that's pouring on down here. The world is getting warmer. You don't agree with that. You're the same as those flat earthers. You think vaccines aren't safe? You're a flat earther. Think GMOs may have problems? You're a flat earther. That's it. That's what the propaganda tool is all about. And it's absurd on the face of it because you really, to be very honest, nobody's going to think the earth is flat. It's just pure propaganda to try and create a device with which to ridicule those who won't accept the authoritative view that humans are warming the world, that vaccines are perfectly safe, even if your baby has gone into multiple convulsions, it's probably because you shook him too hard, and that, you know, GMOs are the savior of the world, that politicians are honest, that Saddam really did have nuclear weapons, that Assad really was gassing his people, and that Maduro is an evil tyrant who must be deposed. You don't agree with any of that stuff. Oh, you're one of those flat earth people, aren't you? That's it. That's the only reason for that to be out there, to be a handy little handle with which to grab onto anybody who doesn't go along with the official view and drag them off the stage, like the big hook they used to have on the Gong Show. All righty, so we're coming up here on the top of the program here, and I still have a lot of talking points, which will obviously bleed into tomorrow's program. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here or at the website, share it with everyone that you know. We have to just get on out there. We have to be evangelists for the truth. And most important right now is to just go on out and remind everybody about how they were lied to over the last 2 years about Trump-Russia collusion. And just keep hitting that point. Corporate media is at war with independent media financially. We are at war with them in terms of credibility. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.